Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. And today is May the 31st, 2018. It is a Thursday. Have a live show for you today. Glad to do that. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, and we will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up to have your question or comment made live on air. So looking forward to that today. And you know the number. Give us a call at any time. So with that being said, everyone, as we always do, let's take care of some administrative duties real quick. If you would like to support Black Talk Radio Network and BTR community that was created by Black Talk Radio Network, that overall support by you is definitely needed for us to continue. So if you would please do that and go and make a donation, you can do that at the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hit the donation prompt. Give a financial commitment so that this network will continue to grow. Greatly appreciate your support. All donations, regardless of how great or how small they are greatly appreciated, and that is definitely needed for us to move forward. Also, you can support the network by being a member in its social media platform known as BTR Community, and BTR Community is a holistic social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. So you could do that, and that will support the network as well. For the membership is only $24 a year, and with that membership, you don't have to worry about your membership or your identity to that membership being sold to any bidder. You don't have to worry about that at all. It's a membership. Not only do you have to worry about that, the likelihood of your information being used to establish a profile of you so that you will not get hired, you will lose a business opportunity or everything else that goes along with it is minimized because this is a membership, and we just you could post things as long as they're responsible and reasonable. You don't have to worry about the other ones using you to fund their overall business identity. You provide the energy that makes them wealthy, and they share nothing with you. FedBook has never sent you a check, so stop thinking that FedBook is free. It's actually taking from you and stealing from you. So come on, y'all, think. So Black Talk Radio Network is a better place for you to engage in opportunities in to put yourself in a better position. So definitely do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that through Prosperity Mint. It's full service precious metals dealership. And when you do that, check out what's in inventory, then email prosperity mint and tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Very, very important. So you can email them at info@prosperitymint.com. info@prosperitymint.com. Okay. All right. Also, if you would like to be a part of the wealth, Legacy Wealth Management. Sorry about that. Legacy Wealth Management seminar is coming up in June. It's the second weekend of June. If you'd like to be a part of that, then definitely text me or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. I will get the information to you. If you're in the Dallas area, come on down and be a part of the seminar. There is a cost that goes along with it. It's well worth it. Email me. I will get you that information, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. Okay? So that is where we are with that. Let me see. Let me check. All right. So let me jump into. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. And today's show is the table of preparedness. Energy is often overlooked, and it is critical. And energy is very, very important in the table of preparedness. And always, the table of preparedness is food, water, shelter. Energy is the table of preparedness. Have the four legs, and then the top, the food, water, shelter. Man, I'm missing one. Food, water, shelter, protection. Sorry about that. Food, water, shelter, protection, and energy is the actual table of preparedness. I was talking so fast, I missed it. So we're going to take a look at energy and why it's so important. It's one of the ones that's constantly overlooked in the overall preparedness realm. So we're going to talk about that today, and anything that you would like to add on those lines, definitely greatly appreciate. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. First article I got from Sputnik News: Germany warns against protectivism. France blames the U.S. amidst trade rows with the U.S. And on Thursday, the Trump administration is expected to announce that the U.S. will impose steel and aluminum tariffs on the EU states. Germany foreign minister warned against the protectivism and global trade ahead of the deadline. So, and that actually did happen, and the EU is pretty outraged. This is what we've been telling and trying to prepare everyone for. This is what we said is going to be happening, the purge, and everyone is going to start to sanction and start to break treaties and have an alliance against the U.S., meaning an alliance against your overall standard and quality of life, standard of living. And not only that, also to get into a war scenario where the U.S. will have to surrender because of the amount of troops, personnel, and collateral damage that will be done in the states and outside of the states and all of the military installations and the military personnel. Basically, the world will go to war against the U.S. and will thoroughly, thoroughly defeat it, and will do so quickly. The rest of the world is moving in that direction, and the table of preparedness is going to be critical upon that, and we want to talk about some of those things. So check out that next article from NBC News: Nothing But Criminal News. CIA says North Korea won't give up nukes but might open a burger joint. Check out that article. No, they're not going to give up the nukes. Next article got from Bloomberg: EU braces for Trump trade broadside, and they did it. The U.S. actually imposed the steel and aluminum tariffs. This is all about war. This is all about trade war that leads to shooting wars. And the rest of the world is definitely lining up. The European Union is bracing for celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump to open up another front in confrontation with the bloc as the EU top negotiators prepare for the U.S. to impose either tariffs or quota on metals. Imported from the U.S. closest former allies. They said allies, but I say former allies. That ally stuff has been gone for a while. Next article I got from Jerusalem Post: Iran is the culprit behind Tuesday's Gaza rocket barrage, Israel said. Anticipate that to flare back up and to expand. Next article from Sputnik News. EU vows to respond to U.S. UPS launch WTO dispute. The U.S. could possibly introduce long-term exceptions from the allies. Trump has opted for moving ahead with steel and aluminum duties, and the EU is pissed, and they're steadily positioning themselves. Next article I got from the New York Post. Kilauea volcano erupts, forces evacuation expanding. Things we need to be aware of. The Navy actually on Monday or Tuesday was actually having tsunami drills, and it was the second one for a major tsunami to come out of the for the very things that we have been talking about when Kilauea had its latest and major eruption and would be shearing off a part of the Big Island into the ocean and earthquake that would actually displace the sea floor that will cause a huge tsunami. The U.S. Navy has been preparing for that and prepping for that. And I would say when they start to train for that training is going to go live. In so many cases in the past, that has been the case. I don't want that to happen. That would directly affect my family. It would directly affect me. It would directly affect many, many people. So I don't want this to happen, but I know that that is what is possible, and you need to be prepared for it. And this is a real, real possibility. And when the Haitian earthquake happened, the U.S. Navy was training for a major earthquake in a third world country, and they were training for Haiti having a major earthquake and how they would respond to it. That's why when they had the earthquake in 2011, the U.S. Navy was on scene within hours, and it was supposed to be in a training mission that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, oh, they were training for it, and it went live. Huh. Why? Because I think it was induced. And this can actually be induced. So either way, when you prepare, if something goes wrong, you're in a better position. When you don't prepare and something goes wrong, you have the opportunity to lose everything. And people that have ever been in very bad predicaments where they weren't prepared, they don't need any kind of coaching or any kind of true understanding of the value of preparing and why you need to be thoroughly aware of the possibilities, because they've already been burned. And I would say a fool learns from experience while the wise heeds good instructions. We've all been foolish from things that we had to learn the hard way. But when we take good instructions to things, it prevents us from having a foolish experience. And that is very, 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 very important. So check out that article. Next article, and we got a little something more from that. Next article, critical one, from RT International. U.S. Moving U.S. troops in the front line with Russia and Poland makes sense. And this was a Bloomberg article. And my question is, makes sense where? No, it doesn't make sense. It is actually going to create the demise of many people that don't declare war, but they're going to have to fight it, and they're going to lose their overall sanity, their health, their mental health, their physical health, and their very lives. And it's going to go down to young people in our families and children in our family as young as 10 years old. And my estimations from how this whole war and how deep it will, because the draft will go deep. No, they're not going to draft a 10-year-old, but this war is probably going to last for a couple of years, and the 10-year-olds will probably be 7 years in, 17, and I definitely can see them drafting 16-year-olds because of how devastated this war will be. So, yes, definitely very possible. And if not, this overall war is going to displace so many people here. So very, very, it's all setting up. Next article, and Brother Davis talked about this yesterday on Wise Wednesday. Great show. He talked about this, but he talked about it with another vendor. He talked about it with Worst Walmart. and it would, this came from Natural News. Betrayed. Whole Foods suspends GMO labeling promise. Will continue selling unlabeled GMOs after 5-year lie to its own customers. So there you go. That's exactly what they're doing everywhere. And Brother Davis had talked about that yesterday. Great, great show. Go back and listen to it. It is definitely, this substantiates and validates what Brother Davis was saying. So next article, I got this from RT International. We're close to direct conflict between Russia and the U.S. inside of Syria. Sorry, we were close to direct conflict between Russia and the U.S. inside of Syria. Bashar Assad had said, the celebrity figurehead president of Syria. And I would say that they are, because the situation has not gotten any better. It's only getting persistently worse. It is only a matter of time. And they actually had a direct military confrontation in my estimations of things. Next article I got from Oil Price Community. Colombia to partner with NATO. What does this mean for Venezuela? This is another prong of the war that is going to happen. And we talked about the different areas that will spring off into World War III, that will go into Global Nuclear War I. And I said that Colombia will align with the U.S. and attack Venezuela directly. Here it is. So if Colombia is now a NATO ally, they should allow them to export its most valuable commodity products to NATO countries without any limitation, because that would be the biggest economic aid that war-damaged Colombia might get after a long civil war. But what this is really set up for is the overall World War III that's going to spin into Global Nuclear War I. I talked about this a while ago. Before it was on any radar, here it is, because just looking at what's happening is all coming together. Next article, major, major article. RT International. India and Iran drop dollar in oil trade to bypass U.S. sanctions report. India will reportedly pay for Iranian oil in rubles as the two countries seek to bypass the U.S. economic pressure on Tehran. Industry officials have told the Sputnik News agency, this is major. And this is all about energy. We're going to make this a part of today's show. Huge undertaking there. Next thing I posted was from YouTube. Dutch Sense talked about the volcanism and the earthquakes on the Big Island. Check out that. Very, very important. There's a lot of new lava flows that have sprung up, and they're moving very, very fast. It's caused new evacuations as of yesterday, and today this whole thing is definitely expanding. So hopefully this gets under wraps, but not looking. Kilauea has the potential to cause major, 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 major problems globally. The U.S. definitely, and so I just hope that it doesn't. But it is there. Everything is in place for that to happen. Now it's just a matter of what aggravations happen or what the natural process is. So definitely need to know that, and everyone that's there and family and relatives, that you need to make amends, make preparations for that. And so if I was on the Big Island, I would have left a while ago, but I'm not, you know, Hawaiian. I'm not from there. That's not my original. But I wouldn't want to be anywhere where you're trapped. I've been on an island where you're trapped. And that's not a very comfortable feeling, because you're very limited in what you could actually do. And so check out that overall Dutch Sense. I love Dutch, does great videos. Check that out. Next article, Roz posted this one from Bloomberg. And he said, Kushner loaned for $100 million scooped up by the Korean firm. Boy, great find, Ross. Kushner's company loans for $100 million scooped up by Korean firm. Two South Korean financial firms have brought $100 million of debt on a New Jersey building that is part owned by the family of Jared Kushner. Boy, never fails. There we go. Great article. Next article, Rise got this one from the New York Times. He said, more lies they are telling. The economy can handle steel and aluminum tariffs. The real risk. So check out that. The real risk is an erratic policy. Check out that article. Yep, I didn't read it, but yeah, Rise, major probably lies. Today we take pity upon the supply chain managers, the financial planners, the logistic and procurement chiefs at every American company that uses steel and aluminum in its products. They face a difficult few months trying to adapt their business to new tariffs on metals imported from Canada, Mexico, and the EU. Canada and Mexico, and Canada said they will have a sharp response to this.
Mexico,
what do you think
Mexico
can do as well?
Hey, Dave, I wanted to bring that up earlier. It's not just the EU that's talking about retaliatory sanctions. It's Canada and Mexico.
Yep, go on and finish your workout, Scotty. Go do your thing. We got it.
I was moving furniture, Canada. Man. I'm sorry.
What'd you say, Scotty?
I was moving furniture. Some heavy furniture.
Yeah, do your thing, man, Scotty. We got it. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, Scotty's absolutely right. Canada is extremely upset. What does that really mean? It's not really Canada that's only upset. It's England. And remember last week when I said with the actual sanctions and with the breaking of the agreement with Iran, who it really targeted? It targeted the EU, Germany, in the UK, and they're all going to align themselves against the US, include India into that as well, and that's huge. So check out that article. Next article I got from Press TV: Israel selling nuke information to the Saudis. And this also, I posted a YouTube video from the US military news, the volcanism in on the situation that just tends to be getting worse and worse. So that's what's in the news. Big ups, Rise. Thank you for posting inside. That's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on a conversation at any time today, give us a call. The number is area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Today's show is with the table of preparedness, energy, the one part of the table of preparedness that is often overlooked, but it is critical to having an effective plan. And I will just say this about the table of preparedness: food being one, water being another, shelter being another leg, and protection being another leg, and then energy being the countertop. And that's the table of preparedness. If anything is lacking in that table of preparedness, it compromises your whole stability of your table. If your countertop, then that means that you can't conjoin your food, your water, your shelter, and your protection. If one of your legs of the table of preparedness, the legs, if they are shorter than the others, it will compromise the countertop being the energy, and it will also counter the other ones as well. So this is something when we talk about preparedness, there's a methodology. I never try to tell on air people how to prepare, because we're too diversified. It's too many different factors. We live in totally different areas, geographical areas in the country, areas in the country, and all of those things play a part. It has to be individualized. And so about your region, about some of the conditions, because preparing takes different forms with everyone. Your family size, your overall calorie needs are different. Your medical needs are different. And so some of your medical needs come under your protection. Okay? It's not just protection from the standpoint of physical, forceful protection to keep. It is part of that, but it's also a part of protection. Your medical needs, for those of you that have medical needs, the table of preparedness, the leg of protection, your medical needs go underneath there. So very, very important part, and we want to get into that. So if you have any questions or comment, don't ever hesitate. Give us a call. Don't worry if I'm talking about something. I'm on the board. I can see you. If you would like to add something, just, you know, give us a call, 704-802-5056, and we will take it where it goes. Now, before we get into that, there is something that I wanted to do with you all that is very critical, and I wanted to get to this article because it's about energy. Oops, I already had it up. Didn't need to do it. Okay, and this was the RT article. And this is why we need to prepare, because the world is putting everyone in a position that they will need to be relying on their preparedness. And ready or not, the events will still unfold. So by you being ready, you put yourself and your family in a position of advantage. Why do I say that? Very, very important. Because of this, if you're prepared when things go awry, not only do you think that your preparation is going to be about your immediate well-being, it will actually put you in position to gain prosperity and gain opportunity that you would otherwise never, ever have. Some of you, because of what's going to happen in the overall economic and the untying states of America, some of you are going to become extremely wealthy, from that, because you prepared for it before it happened. And you're going to be in control of resources, and you will be in demand for certain things. But if you don't know these things and you don't prepare for them, you'll be too busy trying to survive the situational sit-sims or the situational adversities or obstacles that will be before you, before your family, and before the community at large. And it will slip through your hands, our hands, once again. This is what has happened throughout. Those individuals that prepared for the Venezuelan economic collapse benefited from it far beyond their reach. And now they've become generationally wealthy before, because they prepared when nothing was happening. You don't prepare for things when things go awry. That's a response. You have appropriate response when things go awry. The best thing to do is to have leverage by preparing for it before it happens. You can't prepare when everyone needs the exact same thing that you need, where your common human interest becomes a shared burden of everyone around. Your common human interest becomes the overall sight, the sight alignment of everyone around you. Everyone is focusing on what it is that you need. Think about that. How are you going to acquire stuff when what we've been taught to do through our Black Friday mobs for consumer goods? Imagine when it's the staple goods of life that's going to be needed. Imagine how people are going to respond. And ready or not, in Venezuela, ready or not, people thought, nah, that'll never happen. Venezuela's too rich, too oil. We have a better standard of living than America by multiples of two. They had a 3 to 4 times better standard of living than Americans, 3 to 4 times. They thought it could never happen. Most of these major events that happen catch people off guard, that for the ones that said, nah, it won't happen. Now, have there been major events that never happened during people's lifetimes? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's their lifetime. That's not yours. They were able to escape that. But that doesn't mean that you will. And especially from the conditions and the environments that are being set up as we speak, No longer do I say I think it's going to happen. It's already started to happen. It's going to be far worse than what I ever thought it could be. Not far better. For me, as an individual, I know this to be guaranteed. What I tell you that is guaranteed depends on who you are, if I'll even have that conversation with you. Because that tells me an individual is not looking at things that I'm looking at. And if they're not looking at the things that I'm looking at, you got to weigh if that is a conversation that you want to engage in with that individual or not. The best probability is don't do it in today's world. Don't do it. So for me, it's guaranteed, it's already happening. And because it's not coming, we're not doing it the way that, and because the mainstream is not doing what has conditioned us all, if the mainstream was saying that the U.S. was doing this and going to war here, there wouldn't be one person that's here that wouldn't be preparing for it. Because that's what the system teaches, to only move when instructed to that you're allowed to do something. You're allowed to think. You're allowed to move. This is what you're allowed to think. This is what you're allowed to do. So, got a major article I want to get into with you all. And this is the evidence that things are going to be extremely difficult and why we all should be preparing. And don't lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of that. Because right now, the pain of it has not affected you. But once this pain does start, you won't be able to turn it off. Because the opportunity to come up with the appropriate painkiller cure, that window will have been closed. Or it is so slighted that it will take sheer luck to get through. Some people that haven't prepared are going to do very, very well. Some people that have prepared aren't going to do well at all, just to how fate goes. But the overall odds are those that have prepared have a better chance that their children and them will be in a better position. And those that haven't prepared, the odds are that they won't be in a position of advantage. And especially in America, some other countries that have, they're much, much stronger. They think more for themselves. They don't have a entitlement, sense of entitlement. People here from the States have a real sense of entitlement. You know, we talk about, you know, there's white entitlement. Well, there's American entitlement that is just as or even greater than white entitlement. Because we're so naive to the rest of the world. And we've been so sheltered. And this was the overall agenda that the system wanted to perpetuate with the world, so that the rest of the world could always be envious of the U.S. at the appropriate time, so that they can spark that anger, that madness in people and say, we need you to go and get them, and they will gladly do it. And not realize it's the system itself that is the perpetrator and the hidden hand behind the demise.
Excuse me?
And we love, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, Roz, hold one second. I'm going to tell you something. The system has made us so prone to our first thought is always to hate. And that is something that is a demonic energy and a demonic spirit that has been cast on us. And it's a mental illness. Their firstborn, their first instinct is to love. So we keep giving blind faith to this system and see what happens to us. We got my man Roz in queue. Let's go to him. My man said, excuse me. Man, Roz, what's going on?
Ujahi, Tutu Ankoma, what's going on, brother?
My brother, what's going on?
Hey,
how you doing, Roz?
Hey, I'm good, man. I just had some wild times in Richmond High on the train. You know, New Jersey Transit is a nightmare, so it was quite a pain in the backside getting home. That's why I didn't post as much as I wanted to, just trying to mitigate that situation. But you were talking about something. You said that, you know, that the system teaches us to only move when told. And you made me think of something, because if you look at the history of journalism, or especially the early history of journalism, journalists were supposed to always be on the right side of history and always report the things that the people needed to know. They were the original whistleblowers. They're the ones who expose all kinds of scandals, get deeply entrenched in things, and then bring it to the public. This is how it used to be in some cases, because in America, it's always been used as a tool of deception and warfare. But there's also times when the news did what it was supposed to do, which was to basically inform the people of what's really happening. So this should really be a sign to folks that all of these people are in bed with each other to mitigate our destruction as far as the people, the populace, right, the citizenry. And that is why there's such a heavy assault on places like Black Talk Radio Network and all these other independent outlets that really seek to inform the people and do the job that journalists are supposed to do. And I think, right, that if people really understand how far we've fallen in regards to the fact that we have the most diabolical two-legged bipedal hominids, I call them anthropomorphic, right, cancer in human form, that control our reality. And I think that that part of the discussion should really, really help people understand the importance of contributing their financial energy to this network. Because as these places disappear, like Scotty recently had Bob Law on. I have been listening to Bob Law since I was like 5. Almost like from the time my parents came here from the Caribbean, they found WLIB, which was his home station, for decades. And right, the type of information that they bought is what literally facilitated the assault. Him, brothers like Imhotep, Gary Bird, who was also on the same station, and quite a few other radio show hosts. And then, of course, you had Gil Noble on Like It Is, and after he passed away, they destroyed that entire thing. And
they sure really did. And those platforms were, oh, man, they were institutions. They were, yes, institutions.
Like It Is was church for me. There wasn't a Sunday that could pass that either, right, my mother,
right,
or my
me
father
too,
did,
Ross,
not tell me, get in front of that television at 1 o'clock and you watch it like,
right,
It Is. It was like regular. It was,
right, right.
It was real.
We didn't miss it. One episode with Gil
Noble. One episode. And the crazy thing about this platform is essential to the propagation of real information, to the propagation of the proper propaganda, which is supposed to form and shape our understanding of the world we're in, and form and shape our, help us form and shape our own decision-making skills as to how we wish to tackle that system that the different radio show hosts speak about and bring the empirical information to the people on regularly. And I just think,
right,
this is something that we cannot take for granted. It is not something that we should overlook. I think that's one of the most important parts of your discussion, because I think, you know, for the average person, you'll overlook that. But just think about that. Where are you going to get your information if this platform disappears or other platforms disappear? Because that's what they're working towards. That's what all this net neutrality was about. All of this stuff is about cutting,
yes,
off our access to the things that we need to know in order to make the proper decisions. Where you go to Belgium, and I talked about this a couple months ago, the government gave every citizen iodine, expecting nuclear warfare.
Right.
So
right,
there's other governments that are telling their citizenry the truth And these people understand, and they're making moves to do things where we're sitting here and we're watching Queen Sugar and what basketball game, how many times LeBron slammed on somebody else, and these other folks are actually preparing. So when things...
Hold right there, Roz. Roz, hold, wait, Roz, real quick.
Yes.
And the marked difference in that, because you're well aware of, you know, what's happening in Switzerland, in
right.
Sweden. You're well aware of what's happening in Belgium. You're well aware of what's happening in Russia. You're well aware of what's happening in Syria. Well aware of what's happening in different parts in the Eastern Bloc. You're well aware of what's happening in Europe. And see, there, Russia has had actual national training to where all of their citizens can move into nuclear bunkers out of the major cities. And why are they doing that? Why are they preparing them, their citizens for that? Because they need those citizens to survive and win, because that's what the agenda is. They will win. While here in the U.S., there was supposed to be a EMP and a nuclear fallout training that was supposed to be put on by the CDC.
Right?
And it went dark. You remember that, Roz? It went dark.
Sir.
Why did it go dark? Because they said that there was an outbreak of influenza. The flu, the latest flu, was so great they needed to have their overall resources go to there. Where did that influenza and that flu came from? The very vaccinations that they're pushing on everybody else. So now they have plausible deniability that you don't know nothing.
They have the
you don't know nothing because you're meant to lose this whole engagement. You're the target.
I was about to say that really what they're doing is they're setting up the depopulation campaign here by those things, because I remember coming up in elementary school and there were signs on my elementary school that stated that that school in Brooklyn was a shelter in case of a bomb or something
shelter.
That right on the walls. Now, the average person in this country has no concept of where bomb shelters are. They have no concept of where they could go to mitigate those circumstances if they're unable to ride things out in their homes. So
they're not even functional anymore, Roz.
Exactly. And they're dated. Exactly. And my thing is the high level of misinformation that we get in this country compared to the collective overstanding, like what you just described in Russia, what I described in Belgium, where the government is working in tandem with its people, and our government is basically, you know, taking a Charmin dump all over us on a regular basis,
right.
And they have other
the
areas of people activity where they control and dominate those, and they all work collectively to keep us dumb. And that is the main reason why I keep saying giving out false information is deadly. It is a mental illness, and it creates situations where people will lose their lives en masse. So this show, what you're talking about tonight, what you talk about regularly, and the other hosts that, you know, really, really work hard to give people the things that we need, man, I just got to say thank you. And with that, I'll mute myself, brother.
Scotty said, hell, people ain't even prepared for tornadoes or hurricanes, let alone nuclear war. Or
absolutely.
Even before it goes to a nuclear war, they're not prepared. People here are not prepared for the nuclear war that's going to happen with the economic system before the bombs even drop. And this is so critical. I mean, real quickly, Roz, hold on, man. Great points, man. Hold on real quick. I want to Scotty said this earlier. I wonder, and he put this in chat. Yesterday, I'm sorry, I missed Tuesday. I'm sorry I missed everything in chat. Strategic Melon, I'm so sorry, sister. I missed reading what you put in chat. I forgot. I get so caught up in stuff. But let me read this real quick. Scotty said, I wonder if businesses have a preparedness plan, because it looks like a lot of American business ain't prepared for any of these upheaval that Trump is causing. With these trade wars he's starting, of course, it affects the consumer, but I imagine some businesses could go out of business, especially if they rely on wholesale goods from China. Yes, from China, now from the EU, and now from all of the allies that these countries have. It's not just, you know, China. It's all of their allies as well, because they're going to have to do what? An ally has to stick with who? Those that they're in alliance with. And Scotty is absolutely right. And he says farmers as well, relying on goods from overseas like steel and aluminum. All the signs were there for the Venezuelans if they paid attention to politics and to rhetoric and the threats coming out of the great Satan, U.S. Inc. And yes, OLG said spot on, Scotty, I think you said spot on. Yes, that is absolutely right. All of these signs are here. And to ignore them is to pass Noah up and say that Noah's insane, instead of picking up a hammer and building your own ark as well. Because the flood, and I'm going to tell you, the flood is going to come by paper this time, and by debt, and by confidence loss in the dollar, and by the return to sender of the debt obligations. The world will say, no longer will we take the debt, it's going back to you, and confidence will be lost, and that overall tsunami and flood that will just completely drown us here in the States, because that's the intention. And all of the signs are there. It's up to you to have an appropriate response to it. So, and OGL says shelters for non-essential personnel is not talked about. And Scotty said, right, Otis, if you ain't part of the corporation, you ain't essential. That's absolutely right. This is the continuity of government that they set up. There's also going to, even before we move to that, there's a more prevalent, and there's a higher priority than the overall physical confrontations of war between the militaries. It's the overall collapse of confidence in the U.S. dollar that's going to be the first significant depopulation hand that is going to shake up this whole country. And it's going to do it in a very wicked, with a very strong and wicked hand. And these are the things that we definitely need to be aware of and take it for. We're responsible for everything that we know. And we're affected by everything that we don't know. Ignorance is never a bliss. It's still ignorance. But some of us, I'm ignorant to a lot of things. You're ignorant to a lot of things. We don't know these different old things. But the ignorance that I'm talking about is a willful disinterest. That's ignorance. A willful disinterest. See, being not knowing things, you can't know what you don't know. But being ignorant to things is a choice, and it's a willful choice, and it's devastated our communities, our families, and us individually. And that's one of the overall seasoned tactics that this system uses that we must have a healthy respect for, never to give energy for it to live. So there's an article, and this one came out of Russia Today. India and Iran dropped a dollar in oil trades to bypass the U.S. sanctions report. Here it is. Here we go. India will reportedly pay for Iranian oils in rubles as the two countries seek to bypass the U.S. economic pressure on Tehran. Industry officials told Sputnik News Agency. Let's stop right there. What is India?
India is a part of what? It's an ally of the U.S. That's a part. And why are they allies? Because they are allies because of the cultural and the historical battle with Pakistan, and is being a part, and because they are natural enemies of China. They actually shoot at each other on their borders. And because of their economic and strategical importance to where they are, they're a nuclear-capable country, as well as Pakistan. So it's very significant. But one of the greatest, one of a situation and one of the greatest indications of what India plans to do in the future is when they decided to join the BRIC nations. They being the I in the acronym for BRIC nations, meaning Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But there's actually hundreds of other countries that are part of the BRIC nations, but those are the headlining nations in the acronym. And that was a key indication as to what India's possible moves will be in the future. India's military and India's air force is one of the best air forces in the world. It is actually their air force in overall training and experience and capabilities is able to, and I think is even the U.S. Air Force has a substandard training and ability to them. They're far superior, in my opinion, in their Air Force, which is very significant. So now, an ally of the U.S., but they're also now, they've become a partner with the future. The past was the debt that the U.S. was able to perpetuate all over the world. But India realizes that that ain't the future because they got a population that is swelling. And they can't afford to be on the wrong side. So what did they do? They did what history has always shown, be on both sides until a defined winner is declared and then move all of your energy there. So now, India, let's read this again. India will reportedly pay for Iranian oil in rubles as the two countries seek to bypass the U.S. economic pressure on Tehran. India now is breaking the sanctions. So what does that mean? The U.S. is now going to have to sanction them and embargo them. And what do you think India is going to do? Can't just bully India. They're a nuclear-capable country. Your overall air force, you can't do bombing runs on India without having an appropriate response. And for India, above-appropriate response. This is laying the foundation for the demise of the dollar, which is already being stated right here just in that one sentence. India, our ally, best way to rewrite this is India is no longer an ally of the U.S. It is now cited to be, is more profitable to be an enemy of the U.S. with the rest of the world. So they are going to break the U.S. sanctions with Iran, who they need for oil. India is not new to this. India was paying Iran before the agreement in gold. It was an asset for an asset exchange. Where did they get that from? They was in talks with Gaddafi.
Brother Dan.
Very, very important. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Rob. Hey, we got 5 minutes before the break.
Okay, thanks for letting me chime in. I'll keep it short. Now,
No, you're good.
Okay, thank you. When I started paying attention to the U.S. economy, it had something to do with India. And this was back in 2013. I saw a documentary on PBS, and it was following the lives of about 8 different Indian families, Indian-American families. And these were all families that were picking up and leaving the U.S. and moving back to India. And they were talking about the fact that at that time that the Indian economy was booming so much that they were able to make like the equivalent of $25,000 back then U.S. They could have made way more doing the same job in India. So these people were moving in droves at that point. That's what made them do the documentary, that there were tons and tons of Indians leaving the United States going back to India. And I was like, well, there has to be something shaking in the U.S. economy to make these people go home, because I'm very familiar with you know, India and its economy and the type of poverty that they deal with, just being that I have some Indo-Trinidadians in my family. So it to me, all of this kind of, I think it started a long time ago. India knew what they were going to do, and if you
right.
know India's history and their history with gold, to me, like, Gaddafi would have just reignited their ancient way of doing things, because they were sitting
right.
on tons of gold from, you know, what, 5,000 BC? So, I mean, it's just crazy. So, yeah, I think this is everything that you've been saying about all of these countries leaving the U.S. behind, it seems to be ratcheting up, because it seems like every week they're just adding more countries that are dropping a dollar. And at some point, we're gonna go to the store to get that pack of Doublemint, and they're going to say $25, please, and people's heads are going to explode. I see it coming. And like you said, none of these corporations are preparing their workers for any sort of disaster or any contingency plan for the economy. So all of these people are in bed with each other, because the people who own these corporations, they all sitting on assets. They all got old money.
Yeah.
Whether it's old money from owning slaves, or old money from being criminals, or old money from just being in bed with the government, getting the welfare handout that they give to these corporations. So they don't give two craps about any of the people who work for them. And that's what I mean
no,
when
it's
I say
a position
this is like
pledge.
Right. This is like a big conspiracy. It's a serious
yes.
conspiracy. And I don't think the U.S. populace, especially black people, really understand how deep this conspiracy runs and how bad things could really get. And like you've been saying, I really hope it doesn't happen, because I really don't think folks are prepared. I really don't think they're prepared for what they're going to see. You know, coming from
well, as long as you are.
Go ahead, say it again.
As long as you are, your family is, and your immediate community is, that's all we could do. Real quick, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Let me just read this real quick before we go to a commercial break. And it's what Scotty said, you know, and Roz can't see this, but it's right along with what Scotty had said. Scotty said, while I don't watch mainstream media, and just paying attention to clips put out, I'm not noticing that they're talking about nations dropping the dollar. But we'll talk about Roseanne Barr's racism. Not saying that information about racism isn't important. We know that from Black Talk Radio Network, from Scotty and everything else. Isn't important. But it is far more important for Americans to know about these global economic moves that will directly impact them down the road. Not right away all the time, but it will manifest. I could be wrong. Maybe some of the CNN watchers or MSNBC people are reporting it, but I ain't seeing it. No, Scotty, you're absolutely right. They ain't reporting it at all. It's a media blackout on this, and it's a media blackout on the war in between Iran, Syria, against Israel right now. It's a mainstream media blackout on all of that because they don't want you to know. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Roz, we're going to come back to you. I'm going to finish this article, then we're going to get into energy. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Roz, I'm going to go back to you. Go ahead, Roz, and finish out before I had interrupted for the commercial break.
Oh, no problem. I was good. I got everything I wanted to say out. I was just making that observation, and I just think folks really, really, really need to pay attention in this country that there's a major conspiracy to keep the populace stupid. And I mean, they know that the average American citizen is extremely ignorant, you know, and from, you know, shows like, you know, Can You Be the Fifth Grader and all of these shows, they know that the American populace is pretty much retarded. And what they're doing is further retarding them with misinformation. And I believe that it's to create massive depopulation here, so when whoever's coming to take over the United States moves in, there'll be less people to resist what they want to do, and the government, the celebrity figureheads in charge, will have less human beings to fight, because you know, the guns are going to come out. And like I think it was the Japanese who said it, behind every blade of grass in the United States is a gun. Like it's real. So I think that's what the overarching situation is that they want to depopulate a few hundred million so that it's a much easier to control populace. And I just see it unfolding flawlessly, simply because most of us really don't understand what's going on, and we don't care to. We prefer to be lulled to sleep and watch TV and argue about insignificant nonsense. And with that, I'll mute myself, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's willing participants is what they want to. They want to create the chaos, the conflict that creates the chaos that requires the people to beg them for the solution that they create. And what does that do? That gives them leverage, authority, and legitimizes them as the God that we trust. In God we trust. And they stand on that. That's why they put that on their piece of coupons that they created and have a patent on. In God we trust. And who is the God? They're saying that for you as the anthem. In God you trust. They being the God, the worship of their system. So they want willing participants, and this is why they channel things from the domestication of schooling to work the way that they work. Remember we read what the Rothschild said. Now, I need to go back to that quote and read it again, but I will at another time. So I want to go back to this article real quick, finish this up, because it has everything to do with energy as well. Under the deal, let me just start it all over again. India will reportedly pay for Iranian oil in rubles, and the two countries seek to bypass the U.S. economic pressure on Tehran, industry officials have told Sputnik news agencies. Now, remember, this is a Russian publication. This is not American mainstream media. There's no talk of India dropping the dollar in oil trade to bypass U.S. sanctions with Iran. There's no talk of that at all. So if there's no talk of that, how will the people here know? If they have to have a discerning spirit to say that there is something going on here, instead of a willing cowardice to say everything's all right, ain't messing, you know, I'm cool, everything, because it's not. That means that your spirit has been turned off. But those of you that listen to this network and support this network and have been part of this network, there's a reason why you got here, is because your spirit and your discernment led you. Something wasn't adding up. Don't turn that off. Under the deal, the payments for oil will be made through India's state-run UCO Bank, which has no U.S. exposure. Did you hear what India just did? They're going to pay for it through a bank that has no U.S. exposure, meaning what? They can't be adversely affected by SWIFT.
Hey, Dave,
in order for the U.S. to do that, they're going to have to attack India directly. Go ahead, Scotty.
Does that mean they're outside of the world banking system, controlled by the World Bank, that they have an alternative to that?
I think it's still a part of UCO Bank. I think it's still a part of the overall banking fraternity and franchise through the central banks, through BIS, Bank of International Settlements. But what they're saying is that they have no, because you're absolutely right, unless they have some form of anonymity or they're not aligned to that system at all, they do have exposure. But I think what they're saying is that the whole banking, the fraternity of banking wants the U.S. to now fail. And so, but yeah, I do believe that UCO Bank does have ties to BIS, the Bank of International Settlement, which is one of the four city states in the world. Yes, Scotty. But I'll check just to make sure. But I doubt that for them to be India's state-run bank that they would, because India is a part of the central banking organizations under BIS. Goes on, which has no exposure, U.S. exposure. The countries are also deciding. The countries are also discussing the barter-like system to avoid U.S. Sanctions, Sputnik News reports. The Iranian foreign minister is on a visit to India this week, where he has met with his Indian counterpart. During the talks, the two sides also exchanged views on further expansions of ties in banking, energy trade, insurance, shipping, use of national currencies. What does that mean? India, and like the other countries, are going to do what Gaddafi has suggested. They're going to back their currency by assets. Gold being one, oil being another, productivity being one. And George Soros actually said this at the Bretton Woods back in 2014. He said that there's going to be a new reserve currency, and the U.S. dollar will not be it. Countries will use their overall assets in a basket of assets to establish their overall value of their currency. And it's going to be gold, oil, farmland, food production, all of these things. There was this setup. See, one of the things that's very, very important for us as the regular people is that we need 10, 15, 20 years to prepare for something before it happens on the major global scope. Because we're dealing with a crooked deck. We're dealing with a corrupt deck. We're dealing with the casino, the loaded dice. We're dealing with a casino where the house never loses. It always takes from you. They may give you a free drink at the roulette table or at the blackjack table, but that drink, they give it to you, but they're actually charging you, just like Facebook, thousands of dollars for it. Just because you didn't come out your pocket, you didn't see it, but you actually did come out of your pocket. They siphoned your energy. And this is what they're doing. And this is why it's so important for us to have started years ago and to get this out in front of you, because it's going to take, especially with the overall slave wages that we're paid, it's going to take us more time to get prepared. They don't need the slave wages. They use the slave wages to get real money, your energy. And they've been monetizing that every since. So it says, during the talks, the two sides also exchanged views on further expansions of ties in banking, energy, trade, insurance, shipping, use of national currencies. And this was said by the Iranian foreign minister in a statement. India's counterpart said that the countries will ignore the U.S. trade sanctions against Russia. Where in the world, why isn't that on mainstream news here? Let me tell you why that's not on mainstream news here. Where one of your staunchest allies is saying, we will ignore U.S. trade sanctions against Iran, because that tells you that they're no longer an ally. Let me ask you something. Where does the U.S. have any allies? It ain't Mexico no more. Or has it ever really been? No. It ain't Canada no more. It's not even Britain. is no longer Germany nor France. There's very few countries, and most of those that are still allies, they're only allies because it's convenient for them. And there's one ally that the U.S. has out of necessity, and that being Israel, the Zionist state of Israel. And I'm going to tell you something. Their arms are too short to fight the world. And their jab is too weak. And their punch will never connect. So the U.S. only has one ally. The overall stage of divesting the world of the U.S. has already taken in place. This is not me making this up. This is why I post this. This is why I read this from here. This is the signals to you that you better prepare, because those that know are. I know some very, very influential economic people in finance, and they're preparing for this majorly. And they have margins that exceed our whole community. And they even know that they still need to continuously prepare. Now, should that discourage you? No, because they're working on different margins. You still need to prepare from what you could do. And you need a head start as soon as possible. You need every advantage that can be given to you. So information and what you do with it, correct information used, correct it correctly, as my brother Sol Ali always says, is the key to prosperity. It's one of the keys to prosperity. So India says they won't comply says the country will ignore the U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. So who else is doing that? Oh, everyone in BRICS. So the India has now sided with BRICS completely. The last vestige, the last staunch ally, is now targeting you. Because if they're not complying with U.S. sanctions, what are they really doing? They're applying sanctions to the U.S. And that is around the corner. Article goes on. India will comply with U.N. sanctions and not any country-specific sanctions, the Iranian foreign minister said. Iran is India's third largest oil supplier. Iran is India's third largest oil supplier. Do you know how large India's economy is? And it needs oil to be able to facilitate that economy. India brought a record of 27.2 million tons of oil from Tehran during last fiscal year, which ended in March of 2018. It represents a 114% increase over the previous year. If they have a 114% increase, where is their 114% decrease? In the institutions that the U.S. had under their control, or their ownership, is what I would say. And everything that you own could be repossessed. They're repossessing the U.S. influence, policy, decision-making, and more important, they're repossessing the U.S.'s threat of sanctions and war for those that don't follow it. There really isn't any other. And this is all about energy. Why is this so important? Because energy is one of the significant parts of the table of preparedness. Oil is energy. You are energy. And that has to be in your preparation. Energy has to be taken into
considerations. The energy of gasoline, the energy of diesel, the energy of solar, the energy of labor production, the energy of knowledge, the energy of will. All of these things create an environment that sustainability can thrive in. The energy of cooperation, the energy of collective prudence. Very, very important. And when we look at the table of preparedness, as all of these countries divest themselves of the U.S., they are forcing you to be the overall last. They are forcing the everyday person here to take up the slack for that. And I'm going to tell you, can't do it. It won't work. It may delay for a moment, for about 3 to 2 minutes in the economic spectrum, but there will be nothing that can be built off of that at all. The U.S. savings, the general population, there was an article that the general population in the U.S., their overall savings is at the lowest it's ever been. Ever. And they're talking about savings of cash. And see, you don't can't have savings of cash because then you're doing nothing but saving debt. The U.S., the everyday person here in the U.S. has no real tangible form of money, or very few of it. They don't save in that. We actually acquire, instead of acquiring real money and assets, we acquire consumer goods and consumer junk. Worthless nothings. Or their overall value is so limited and they're so cheaply made that they won't be able to endure one season. Because stuff that has real value to it and has real intrinsic value to it, it now requires so many pieces of coupons, U.S. Federal Reserve note coupons, that the average person here doesn't have the ability to trade their coupons in for that, to have a medium of exchange. This is why we're so disenfranchised. And when it comes to the table of preparedness, what we need to be thinking about is as all of these, as these countries first wage a currency war, and then a trade war, then the final will be a shooting war. The currency war is going to be so devastating. Then the trade war will actually build on that momentum to something that history will report as the greatest, and then the last will be the overall war. I do now see that the war won't be long at all, because there will be no formidable defense or offense that the U.S. will be able to engage in militarily. It will be just as easy as the U.S. invading Grenada in the 80s. They will just walk in and there will be no resistance. And what was the big indication of that? Was on March the 13th or April the 13th of 2018, when they tried to engage Syria with 200 cruise missiles. They all just got swatted away. Bop, 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 bop. Irrelevant. So what was your biggest, and remember, Trump had boasted that we're going to send new smart missiles. You better beware, Russia. Yeah, you sent a bunch of them. And they all were flawed and faulty. Breaking news, Trump to impose total U.S. ban on luxury German cars. What? Don't know if this will also apply to parts. Oh, man.
Thank you, Scotty. Boy, I'm going to tell y'all, get a journal. Write all this down. That journal is going to be so priceless in the future because it will be written not from the overall controllers. It will be written from those that were adversely affected by it. So let's get to the table of preparedness. Wow, Scotty, if you could post that. Oh my God. Whoa, y'all. Well, hey. Breaking news. I have to say this one more time. Breaking news. Trump to impose total U.S. ban on luxury German cars. Don't know if that will apply also to parts. Oh, heck yeah. Scotty got that from the Hill. Can you say, told y'all Germany was the target. Knew Germany was the target back when they nuked the Tianjin port in China in 2015 when they nuked it with the rods of God. They actually nuked. And what was there? German Volkswagen vehicles were there because they were selling Volkswagen to China, which now is going to be being highly trade alliances in Africa. Oh, my man. Wow. Not surprised. It is definitely here. So now let me get into the table of preparedness energy. When we're thinking about the table of preparedness, we got food and water. We understand that. But we always overlook energy. And we can't overlook energy. Here's why energy is so important. One, with food and water, if you have energy, you're able to utilize food and water more effectively. You can sterilize your water. You can purify your water. You can boil your water. You can use it to cook with, okay? So energy can never, ever, ever, ever be neglected. And energy comes in different forms. It comes in thermal units. It comes in BTUs. It goes in, you know, thermal units, meaning a fire, okay? You know, you can get camping devices that have propane in them, okay? That's thermal energy that you can use, and that is a part of the table of preparedness that is overlooked, because how will you be able to, at the appropriate time, under the appropriate conditions, how will you be able to cook your food effectively? And I'm going to tell you why that's so important, because a long drawn out fire may draw long distance unwanted attention. If you had to, for whatever reason, burn something up real quick, you want to have the most effective and efficient way to do it. The small butane tanks or propane tanks for camping and everything else, that's a form of energy in the table preparedness that you definitely need to have. But there's also a downside that comes with it. Whenever you burn something, there's a sense that the sense of smell takes over. So you're going to have to be able to mask that as well. Beware of that. Next, solar power. Solar power is so important to use for many different things. Everything can be run off solar power. Do you know how to make solar? Do you know how to make solar panels and to have a DC converter that you can use and have that conversion so that you can use power to do that? That is often always overlooked in preparing. You can use solar power to cook with. Do you know how to make a solar oven? A solar oven doesn't require fire, and the overall sense and smell of the cooked food, the signature is much smaller. Much, much, much smaller. These are the things that you need to know so that you can appropriately acquire the things that you may need to have. Or if you don't have them now, you could get them later if that opportunity comes up. Do you know what you're looking at what you can make solar power from? You actually can make solar power energy from just aluminum foil or anything metallic
and you create a solar oven, do you know how to do that? Very, very important that you know how to do that. That can be extremely effective in purifying water and actually cooking food and many other things. Do you know how to use solar power for lighting? And these are the things that the table prepared this under energy that's so important. Also, diesel fuel, gasoline, that's very, very important in the initial. I have different stages of where we are at the moment that the rule of law is no longer in play, or that the proverbial crap has hit the fan and it is going to be a prolonged event. And I mean by prolonged event is that you're going to be in a yo-yo effect where you're on your own. And Scotty says, do you have an axe to harness energy of wood? Yes. You need actually the source, the energy, the fuel for that. And do you have the conversions? But gasoline is a form of energy. Diesel is a form of energy that you're going to have to incorporate into your table of preparedness, because when the initial, if let's say we have a series of events, but the first event starts by you listening to Tando Radio Show by Black Talk Radio Network, there are certain things can happen. If let's say there's an EMP on the East Coast and you hear about it and you're in central and you're in the heartland of the country, or you're on the West Coast and you know, you already know what that means, and that this may not be a one-day event. We better be ready because it's going to come here. So that gives you the golden hour time to respond. And so fuel is very, very important, because you never know when things are going to go awry or when they're going to pull a plug. I am not the one that has control over that. I doubt anyone that's listening to hear is that. But even if you are, they're not telling you and they're not making you a part of that discussion as to when things are going to go the way that they want it to go. Because they want it, not you. So when they do pull the plug, gasoline in the first initial events is going to be critical. Going to be critical for you to do what? Get your children, get your grandchildren, get your family together, get your group together, get yourself together. Some of you may be somewhere that you actually need to be back home, and you could be out of state. But that overall thought process needs to be put into place now. Gasoline is something that you use and should expect to only use in the first 24 hours. In the first 24 hours. After that, the resupply of that is not going to be there, but you need to use it for what it's beneficial for. And you know, and you got to know the limitations of gasoline. And I'm going to give you a situation of what I mean by that. If you're in a major city, like you're in a major city that has a lot of congestion, and there's, God forbid, there's an EMP or CME, or coronal mass ejection that the sun can push off, or EMP that man can push off, or a CME that man pushes off, and they sit and they blame it on the sun. Either way, cars stop. So it doesn't matter if you have a EMP-proof car, but everybody else doesn't have an EMP-proof car. And if your car isn't able to, or your vehicle isn't able to traverse the overall landscape to get around the massive amount of cars that are stuck, gasoline has its limitations there as well. But gasoline is a short-term solution to different things, but it is still valuable. At least keep your cars half full. At least know what's going on in the world to ask to know that this probably can go awry this week. Because I'm going to tell you, ABC, CNBC, CNN, CBS, Fox, none of those are going to give you a heads up. None of them are going to give you that consideration, because they want you to be the perfect victim. And wow, I'm still tripping off of this article, the breaking news. But listen, we got to get ready to go into a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the last half hour of the show. If you'd like to get in on it, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My sister, Cece, I see you there, Cece. What's going on, sister? B.I.B. is coming up after, I believe it's coming up after Tando Radio Show. Definitely want to be involved in that. So, but let me just real quickly, I got to pull up this article that Scotty put into the the chat room. Oh, man. And he got this from thehill.com. And it says, Trump to impose total ban on luxury German cars report. So let me pull this up real quick. I'm going to tell you, because this is going to have some major, major legs. And it's dated today, 5/31/2018. And we're talking about energy, the table of preparedness. Here it is. This is a part of the energy thing. This, you know, our vehicles provide energy for us. And I don't know if you all are aware that Ford is actually discontinuing the F-150 line as well. The broke state of America, y'all. Tell you, it's really here, and it's been gaining momentum like crazy. Here it is from The Hill. Scotty posted it. Celebrity figurehead Trump. President Trump wants to impose a total ban on imports of German luxury cars, according to a new report from CNBC and German magazine. Several U.S. and European diplomats told the news outlet that Trump told French President Emmanuel Macron about his plan last month during a state visit. And let me tell you, wherever Germany goes, France has to go. And I know he was like, what, fool? Okay. Trump reportedly told Macron that he wanted to maintain the ban until no Mercedes-Benz car are seen on Fifth Avenue in New York. Here we go. Trump reportedly told Macron that he would maintain the ban until no Mercedes-Benz cars are seen on Fifth Avenue in New York. Y'all, I'm just laughing. Shares of Daimler, Porsche, and Volkswagens were lower on Thursday shortly after the weekly German business magazine published the report. The Hill has reached out to the White House for comment. The report came a week after Trump ordered Commerce Secretary Ross to investigate auto tariffs and probe whether cars imports are a danger to national security.
I have a question about Daimler.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now we do know that some German cars are made in the United States. South Carolina has a plant, but here in Mount Holly, that's the number one employer is Daimler. My daughter works at Daimler. How would that affect their domestic plants here? That's why I was saying I don't know if this affects parts and what have you, because that's why I'm asking questions. I don't know, but I know Daimler is the number one employer in Mount Holly.
Yes, and this is the biggest thing. This is going to affect the what Scotty just said, the parts more than anything, because if he puts a ban on
German cars. What was he said that the purpose of the, what did he want to see in that ban? He didn't want to see any Mercedes Benz on Fifth Avenue. On Fifth Avenue, Rodeo Drive, or anywhere else in the U.S. How do you stop that? The key to stopping that is the parts. The parts and restricting the overall company at large, because the cars have already been sold. They're already here. So how do you stop those cars and how do you impede those cars? Is you affect the parts. And anything that benefits Germany from that, and it's not just going to be Mercedes-Benz parts, but the people that provide paint, the people that provide everything else, logistical moving, the vehicles, the moving of the vehicles. Oh, man, and so this will affect everything and everyone that does business with Mercedes. But it's not just Mercedes. It's Volkswagen. And it depends, and it's going to be Porsche as well. These are all German companies. And then now it's also going to go to everyone else. This is the methodical demise. And here what Wilbur Ross, the commerce, the celebrity figurehead commerce secretary, Trump ordered the commerce secretary, Wilbur Ross, to investigate auto tariffs and probe whether car imports are a danger to national security. A danger to national security. What's a danger to national security? This is political talk of war. So now Germany is now being admitted as being an enemy of the U.S. and a national security risk to the U.S. Let me tell you why Germany is the real national security risk to the U.S. And some of you that's been listening to Tando Radio Show, you knew why. And the moment it happened, I told you all and talked about this was going to happen, because Germany is in the process of repatriating their gold. Now, if Germany is now, their auto is banned and their parts are banned, guess what else will be banned? The delivery of the rest of their gold. Oh, Germany is going to go to war. Germany is going to send a letter, and the letter is going to say two letters on it, B and S. And they're going to do more than cozy. One of the articles I wanted to get into is how the rest of the world is starting to cozy up to China and Russia. It's going to be China, Russia, and Germany. Germany is the engine to the European economy. Wherever Germany goes, all of Europe has to go. Next is going to be definitely Britain as well. It's all the demise, y'all. So it goes on. A danger to national security. A similar national security argument was used when Trump placed steep tariffs on aluminum and steel imports in March, which he just did again today. Trump and congressional Republicans are preparing to clash over the proposed tariffs, which could be as high as 25%. A number of German automakers have plants in the United States, including Mercedes-Benz in Alabama, BMW in South Carolina. This is all going to adversely affect who? The everyday person here. This is not going to affect those that have the overall marginal influence of currency that they've been using to protect themselves for years. This is going to hurt the everyday person. Now you can see why 44 Republicans have decided to either quit or retire, because they know what's up. You can't rebound from this. You know how many BMWs are on the road here in the United States?
You know how many Mercedes are on the road here in the United States? You know how many Volkswagens are on the road here? You know how many people's jobs are tied to this? You know the overall ramifications of this, what this will be? Germany will now pull all of the stops out with everyone in the EU, that if you do business with the U.S., you can't do business with us. And the U.S. hasn't been taking care of none of them anyhow. This is not going to give them leverage. And he's playing out exactly what the system wants. Because I'm going to tell you, he's not making any decisions. They made the fool king for a reason. This is huge. This is why the table of preparedness, energy, in our last, before we get out of here. The table of preparedness is so important. Whatever you have, please, yes, BMW 2, yep, right, Scotty, Trump has what we call in the military loose lips, right, loose lips sink ships, and the U.S. ship is definitely already sunk. It is lower than the Titanic. It went past the Titanic. But you have to start thinking about the table of preparedness, energy. Also, we talked about a table of preparedness, gasoline, solar, but there's also a electrical. Are you able to create your own electricity? Do you have actual devices or components that you can make static electricity with, or you can make winding energy with electricity with, wind up radios, wind up talking devices. There's so many of them. Energy is very, very important, but the most important energy is your cooperation with one with another, because that energy at collective prudence is able to get people through and able to rely on each other. That's so important. That is a force and an energy that solar gas, it's probably on the same level as solar energy, because with that type of energy, you're able to produce the environment for sustainability so much easier. Collective prudence and cooperation is one of the forms of energy that's constantly overlooked in the table of preparedness. You don't have time to add more enemies. You don't have time for petty strife. The only thing that we all should really be concerned about is building alliances, actionable alliances, the immediate relationships that are going to be so important, because what's happening? Before we started Tando Radio Show, when we started Tando Radio Show, a lot of these events had already started to happen, but they weren't being publicized and talked about. And if you talked about them, people would be like, yeah, right. Now it's right there in front of people, and they're still saying, okay. Take the opportunity for those that are inundated. Their system is overrun with fluoride. Take this opportunity to get what they are ignoring right now, because you're going to need it, and you can't fight them for it.
Hey, Dave.
Too many. Yes, Scotty.
Yeah, real quick. Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm just by nature a very skeptical.
No, you're good, bro.
I'm a very skeptical person. That's just how I approach life. I don't believe it until I see it for myself. I had to investigate for myself. And when you talked about early on, when you were saying they gonna use Trump to muck things up so that the United States fall off its perch. You called it the purge. And I was skeptical of that.
Right.
I was very skeptical of that. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna wait and see what happens. And it's starting to come to pass.
Yeah.
It is here. No, I mean, we have to, because we have to be skeptical of everything. We have to, you know, look at things and see how they resonate with us. And yeah, it's really here. And we don't want this to happen because it's out of our control. But what we do have is the most powerful thing is how we're going to respond to it so that no longer we will ever lose control. And it's so, so important for us to do this. And we have to be in here together. I would not have a platform if it wasn't for you and it wasn't for what you created. This is the reliance that we need to actually depend upon. And it's not really about any one person, because a lot of you saw a lot of things that I didn't see. And there's a lot of great things that you all do that I'm not aware of, but I benefit from, because now that I know you, I'm able to benefit from that. And that's what we do here. Because the overall cause is greater than the individual. And we have to realize all I have is you. And so that's where I stand, and that's where I place my overall reliance. So these are the things, and I'm only, I say these things, and I talk about this show this way because this is, you know, this is the way that I live my life. I look at these things, and I've looked at it, and I didn't know what it was about. You know, when I was a child, I was always interested in things that everybody else wasn't interested in. And so, you know, I didn't know what it was, you know, but now, as going back to what my grandmother told me, I remember where I was when my grandmother told me. My grandmother almost lived to 102 years old. She lived during the Great Depression, and she said to me, David, prepare for it now, because the Great Depression that you're going to go through is going to be greater than the one that I experienced. And she told me what it would look like. It wasn't pleasant, but it didn't scare me. I realized that it was an opportunity for me to do something else with it. And oh man, was Mama right. Mama was absolutely right, because Mama had a lot of the ancient. When you talk about a true Native American, she sat as the power of the ancestors. She looked like she was carved out from the ancestral sculpture of what it is to be original, or to actually have sovereignty here. And when she spoke not so much about the past, but she used the energy of the past to project the future. And these are some of the things that we all have the ability to do. We're all clairvoyant. We're all able to interpret the energy. We all know what's really up, but we just need to in-tune ourselves even more. So, hey, listen, B.I.B. is coming up after Tando Radio Show. Definitely be there. You want to be there for that show. What's up to the golden voice of BTR, of Black Talk Radio Network, my sister CC. So much love, much respect, CC. So, hey. It's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. Be aware of what's happening and prepare. Never scared, always prepared. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you're so kind to chime us out of here, we will talk to you all later. Peace, peace. Oh, Brother Braggs not there.
All right, Dave.
Okay. All right, y'all. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
slicing cake.
The US wants to avoid at all costs.